Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli Daf Chav Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph from the base at the top of the page. Uma Kilkul. Uma Kilkul have a Taman. Shayoyimim Atzeres Lach Hashabbos Vayyotzim Alav Mibeerev Becheskes Shinis Kaddish. The Gemara asks, why do they wish to sabotage the declaration of the new moon? They said that Shavuos must occur on a Sunday, and they understood that after the Shabbos you should wave the Omer means that the second day of Pesach should occur on a Sunday, and 7 weeks later Shavuos will occur on that same day of the week. Therefore, the messengers would go out in the evening under the assumption that the new moon had come. Me'ata al Nisan le'yikavlinun al Shah Yochaya yikavlinun. The Gemara asked, well, if so, for Nisan they should have accepted only witnesses that they recognized, but for other months any witness should be accepted. Rav Yosef ben Rabun, Ika kalkulasoin min Adar habas. Rav Yosef ben Rabun answered, they begin to alter the calendar from the month of Adar. Me'ata kad hi dechavasoin yikavlinun. In Leisu de Kavasoin Le Kablinun Zumufnezu. The Gemara asked, if they find that the witnesses are trying to arrange for Shavuos to fall on a Sunday, they should only accept witnesses that they recognize, otherwise they should accept any witness. Maaser Shisachu Baitusim Shnei Eide Shekel Ahead of Achoide Shinis Kaddish, Ava Echa Behede Dusai Behalachloi, Ava Echa Vama, Oila Yisiv Marla Adumim, Reisiv Roberts Ben Shnei Salayim, Roichoi Demela La Egel of Nov, Doi Mosa Gedi Reisav, Venevalti, Ve'isiv v'inhalti v'neotati v'achayuai v'ahari mosayim zuz kushurim v'apundasi. There was a case when Baitusim hired two false witnesses to testify that they saw the new moon. One came and gave his testimony and left, and the second one came and said, I was climbing Ma'ale Adumim and I saw it crouching between two rocks. Its head looked like a calf and its ears looked like a kid. I saw it and I was astonished. I jumped back and there were 200 zuz tied into my money belt. That had received to give false testimony, in unbeknownst to the Baitusim, this witness was a Torah Jew and was alluding to the Chachamim he had been hired to give false testimony. Amulai Hare Mosayim Zuz Nisunim Lach Matana Meshlechecha Yavo V'yoku. Ata Lama Ich Nasta Atzmacha Misafik. The Chacham said to this witness, you can keep the 200 Zuz as a gift, and those that sent you will come and receive lashes, but why did you put yourself into this situation? Amulahem Ve'isi Oysam Mavakshim Lat Oysis Es Chachamim Amalti Mutav. The witness said, I saw them attempting to fool the Chachamim, and I said, it's better that I go and inform them of this. The Gemara asked, how did the Kusim attempt to sabotage it? For example, the Beis Din ordered the waving of torches on the first night, which is the 31st day of the month, and the Kusim would wave on the following night. People would assume that Beis Din decided to add a day to the previous month and declare Rosh Chodesh a day later. Mi bitter lesa masois, Rebbe bitter lesa masois, v'hete roitzech, v'hete eid v'peid, v'hete shu yoitzim alav v'erev v'cheskes nishinis kaddish. The Gemara asks, who revoked the use of torches? Rebbe revoked the use of torches. He also permitted a murderer without witnesses to testify over the new moon, and he permitted testimony of a witness who heard it from another witness. He also permitted the messengers to go out to inform the people in the evening before they would consecrate the new moon, as long as the testimony had already been given by the witnesses. Rehavo said, even though you said that he revoked the use of the torches, he did not revoke their use for the people who live next to the Kinneret, since the Kusim don't live there. Rehavo asked Rehavo, can those that can see Sfas use torches? Amalei Rebbe bitter lesa masuris Sfas lama nafva. And again, Moidar de inan yadin. The Abo said, Rebbe revoked the use of torches. Why would the people near Sfas be permitted to use them? Rather, because they were so close to the seat of the Beis Din, the people of Sfas would wave torches merely to inform the Beis Din that the messengers had arrived. Emasim leile zmanai ala leile iburai. Leile zmanai ein masim ifnei yomtuf ava masim leile iburai. They don't wave torches on the night of the 30th, even though the moon is already visible since it's the night of Yom Tov. Rather, they wave on the night of the 31st. In Masim Ela Ala Chadashim, Hamiyushovim Bezmanam Ibnei Yom Tov Shechali Yos Be'er Shabbos. They only wave on 29-day months, because if Rosh Hashanah occurs on a Friday, they will only be able to wave after Shabbos, and the people understand the new moon occurred on Friday, and it was Shabbos that prevented them from waving torches. Leil Zmanai Ein Masim Mipnei Yom Tov, Leil Eburai Ein Masim Mipnei Kvoi Shabbos. They don't wave in the night, even if they know that the next day is Rosh Chodesh, it's because it's the night of Rosh Hashanah. Rather, they would wave them the following night. She'im at Eimer at Nasiim ben al-Chadashim am Yishovim bezmanam, ben al-Chadashim am Uvoim, she'im am Yishovim bezmanam. As if you say that when Yom Tov occurs on a Friday, they wave torches both on the 31st for a regular month and the 32nd for a full month, if so, people will think that perhaps Beis Din decided to make it a 30-day month. The Mishnah says, The Mishnah says, how would they raise the torches? They would bring long cedar rods, canes, shemen wood, and flax clumps. They would wrap it with a thread, ascend the mountain and ignite it. Then they would wave the torch forwards and backwards, up and down, until he saw his friend doing the same on the next mountain, and similarly on the third mountain. The Gemara asks, from where do they light these torches? From the Mount of Olives to Saltava, from Saltava to Garofina, from Garofina to Chavron, from Chavron to Beis Baltin, and from Beis Baltin they didn't move, while they stayed in one place, waving it forwards and backwards, up and down, until all of the diaspora in front of him looked like a bonfire. The Gemara says, Mao adfe shemen de danin. What is shemen wood? Pine wood. Amav Yena, kadein makazna. It's like makazna wood that people use in places where pine wood is not available. Rabbi Zeira says they would wave the torch forwards and backwards so that people would not mistakenly think the light was coming from a star. Rabbi Yosef disagrees. I've seen a star that rises and falls, and a star that goes and comes. So the waving would not prevent people from thinking that the light was coming from a star. Tani, Bahawi, Machavar, Vagador. Rice says on the mountains of Mechuvah and Gador they would wave torches. Amav Chuna kad Salakinan lahacha Salakinan laRosh Beis Baltin v'habin v'habin and Chamian dalklaya deBavel ki ilen Chagaya. Rav Chuna says when we would come here, we would ascend to the top of the mountains of Beis Baltin. The date palms of Bavel would appear to us like animals, and some say like thorns. And coming to the next Mishnah, Chotzer Gadol haHaisa b'Yerushalayim v'Beis Yazik haIsa Nikras u'Lasham. The Mishnah says that there was a large courtyard in Yerushalayim called Beis Yazik. All of the witnesses would gather there, and Beis Din would check them there. They would make banquets for them in order to accustom people to come. Originally, the witnesses who arrived there would not move from there at all, since they travelled out of their tchum, means the Shabbos limit, and were only allowed to move 4 amos. But Rav Gamliel, the elder, decreed that the witnesses could walk 2,000 amos in any direction. The Chachamim applied the same principle to a midwife who came to assist at a birth, a person who came to save someone from a fire, from enemy soldiers, and from a collapsed house. They decreed that these people may have behaved like the people of that town, that they may walk 2,000 amos in any direction. The Gemara says, Ma'u Beis Yazik, Kusham Hayu Oizkin Es Ha'alocha, Kimadat Amal, Yazkeyu V'Yizkaleyu. The Gemara says, what is Beis Yazik? The place where they clarify Ozkin, the law. As the Pasuk says, in Yishayah Perek, Hey, Pasuk Beis, he fenced it, V'Yazkeyu, which means defined, and cleared its stones. B'Roshon Elayu, Zazim Misham Kolayim. The Mishnah taught that originally, the witnesses would not move from there at all, not even within 4 amos. Chazav also oisam kekli shebar chutz v'tchum, meshachashecha, shemutza l'taltalem b'tech 4 amos. The Chachamim later ruled to view the witnesses like a utensil that was brought from the outside of the tchum after nightfall, which may be moved within its 4 amos. Chazav also oisam kekelim sheshovsu b'chotza, shemutza l'taltalem b'chotza, ad shebar v'magam li'ai zokein, ve'izkin shu mehalchin alpaim am l'chol ruach. They later ruled to view the witnesses like utensils that rested in a courtyard, which may be moved throughout the courtyard, and Gamliel later decreed that they could walk 2,000 amos in any direction. Tani afalamol es hakotan. The Gemara says they even applied this ruling to someone who came to circumcise a baby. Kein masnisa de beleze de taninan tamon v'oidam beleze kosin eitzim laseif pacham laseif bazel. This is also taught in the Mishnah of Rabbi Lezer, as the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos teaches that Rabbi Lezer also said that one may chop wood to make coals in order to make the circumcision knife as preparation for circumcision override Shabbos.